Colorado suffered another mass shooting over the weekend. A gunman in Colorado Springs walked into a birthday party early Sunday morning and killed six people before taking his own life. A person who was at the party but left before the shooting told the Denver Post that all the victims were members of the same extended family. Investigators believe the shooter was the boyfriend of a woman at the party. None of the children there were hurt. The mass shooting comes just 7 weeks after a gunman killed 10 people at a King Soopers grocery store in Boulder. Democratic leaders in the legislature had planned to attempt to pass a bill this session that would impose a waiting period before a gun could be purchased, but now that effort will have to wait until next year. State Representative Steve Woodrow, a Democrat from Denver, told the Colorado Sun that after the massacre at the Boulder King Soopers, they decided to focus on other policies. Lawmakers were debating implementing a waiting period for 3 to 5 days before deciding to shelve the bill. The waiting period policy was aimed mainly at preventing suicides by making it impossible for a person to buy a gun and take their life in a matter of minutes or hours. The suspect in the Boulder shooting purchased a weapon 6 days before the attack. The legislative session will still be one of the most significant on gun control measures. Governor Jared Polis has already signed into law a bill requiring that guns in homes with children or with people prohibited from accessing firearms be stored in a safe or with a lock. Additionally, another measure requires gun owners to report lost or stolen weapons within 5 days after realizing they're missing. And among bills still pending at the General Assembly is a measure which would allow local governments to enact gun control policies that are more stringent than state laws, and another to require gun dealers to complete background checks on a buyer before transferring a weapon to them. Political leaders in the Boulder area are supporting a bill in the legislature that would raise over $5 billion to fund transportation projects in the area and across the state. The Daily Camera reports that Senate Bill 260 would help fund a number of projects that directly benefit Boulder County, including safety and mobility improvements, bus service along the Diagonal Highway, and an interchange mobility hub on Colorado 7. Colorado Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg, a Democrat from Boulder and a primary sponsor of the bill, said the effort is years in the making. He added that we are all paying for the lack of investment in infrastructure, whether from sitting in traffic, lost time with our families, or wear and tear on our roads. If approved, the measure would raise some of the funding through fees such as road usage charge, an electric vehicle fee, and personal car sharing and rental fees. Others have given support to the bill, including Boulder Mayor Sam Weaver, Chamber President John Tare, Broomfield Councilmember Devin Schaff, and County Commissioner Claire Levy. A woman who used to work at an Amazon warehouse in Thornton has filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, saying that she was fired for raising concerns about Amazon's COVID-19 policies and practices. The Associated Press reports that Linda Rodriguez filed her complaint with the State Division of Labor and Employment because Amazon put warehouse workers at risk. She says that the information about the virus was provided only in English, but many employees speak only Spanish. And she said they felt extraordinary pressure to continue coming to work every day, even if sick. In response to the complaint, an Amazon spokesperson said that Rodriguez was fired for speaking, not for speaking publicly, but for time card fraud and time theft. U.S. Representative Joe Neguse was in the Boulder area over the weekend. Neguse, who is from Lafayette, visited the Table Mesa Shopping Center to talk with business owners about the challenges they face after the pandemic and the mass shooting at the King Soopers store in March. The Daily Camera reports that the representative also visited Jamestown, where he promoted the creation of the 21st Century Conservation Corps that would create thousands of jobs and invest billions of dollars in forest restoration, watershed mitigation, and wildfire resiliency. The idea behind the Corps is to recreate something similar to Franklin Roosevelt's 1930s programs, which built Red Rocks Amphitheater, roads, trails, and campgrounds in Rocky Mountain National Park. Neguse said the idea has gained a lot of momentum, culminating in President Joe Biden including it in his American Jobs Act proposal. Bruce Randolph Jr., who owned Daddy Bruce's Barbecue in Boulder for 30 years, has died. He was 94. The Daily Camera reports that Randolph bought a restaurant on the corner of Arapaho Avenue and 20th Street in 1980 and renamed it in honor of his father, the late Bruce Randolph. Randolph Jr. ran the establishment until he retired 10 years ago. He was a fixture at the restaurant, telling stories, giving advice, and playing the piano.